Welcome back in here to AM 1400 KJFF, continuing our JCAA conference basketball preview here, and now talking a little girls basketball within the conference small school with Grandview. We got Grandview head coach Rhonda Hubbard with us, and Coach Hubbard, you guys open up the season almost before everybody. The Festus Tigers on the road Friday, and you guys kind of excited to get out there, or is it a little thing where a little nerves and whatnot at this point?
Well, I think anytime, you know, you're playing the first game of the year, you know, the kids have a little bit of nerves. Hopefully you get some of that out, you know, through your jamboree. You know, I know that our kids have a lot of high expectations for themselves, and, you know, we're coming off such a great year last year, and it's just going to be a fun night to put that to the test, you know, right away with another great program in Festus.
Coach, obviously, yeah, you guys coming off a fantastic season last year, one of the best in school history as well. You get a good part of your team back, do graduate a couple of key pieces from last year's team, but you do get Macy Ketcherside back. She'll be a senior this year and obviously had an outstanding season last year. What types of things has she done over the course of the off season and whatnot to kind of even improve her game even more?
Well, I think most people who know Macy know, you know, she really loves the game of volleyball, and that will probably be the sport that she, you know, goes and plays in college. But you can tell that she has a love for the game of basketball. So when she's out there, you know, her energy and her smile and competitiveness is a big thing for us. And, you know, I think the thing that she's going to have to do better this year is just step up and be our vocal leader, you know, out on the floor. Last year, you know, Kirsten Sparks really took on a lot of that vocal leadership, and that's going to be one of our early emphasis, is just trying to get some leadership developed out on the floor. But without question, you know, Macy's going to be the central focal point of a lot of what we do and what we're going to be able to accomplish.
Yeah, and Kirsten last year obviously did a fantastic job for you guys as well. But Kaylin, what type of relation is that, a younger sister?
Yep, it's her younger sister.
Yeah, Kaylin, is she going to kind of step up and kind of help fill that role that the older sister kind of left behind a little bit there?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the expectation, and I think those are some really big shoes to fill. I mean, Kirsten was the first Grandview Eagle to ever, you know, score 1,000 points in her career. So, you know, you can see how far the program has come, and, you know, Kaylin, who we call Pee-wee, is going to have to step into that role with her sister. I think she's got, you know, she's obviously got a similar build. She's a tough competitor. You know, she's going to have to handle the ball a lot more than she did a year ago. That's one thing that Sparky did for us when we were in getting pressed or any sort of trouble. We just kind of were able to go to Sparky and let her handle the basketball. So Pee-wee is definitely going to have to step in and take that role.
Awesome. And then, Coach, who else do you kind of expect this year to kind of emerge a little bit and take on a little bit more of a role than they had last year?
Well, you know, two people that I think go a little bit unnoticed is Melina Aker and Caitlin McLaughlin, K-Mac, we call. K-Mac, you know, was probably one of the best defenders in our small conference league last year. Both of those two girls are very athletic, and both are key components to our success just because they're both so good on the defensive end. And that's the element that I think gets ignored a lot, but that's kind of what our program is based on, is just our defensive intensity and the way that we try to play the game at that end of the floor. And then it creates some opportunities for at the other end. You know, we lost Carly Faust, who's now on the squad at Missouri S&T, and her sister, who's now a senior, Megan Faust, you know, came off the bench last year as well. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic that Kaylin, you know, we're kind of hoping will, you know, pick up the slack there where her older sister left off. And we're really hoping that Megan will do the same as far as the loss of her older sister, Carly.
Yeah, it is a little issue. You got two to the sisters type deal there. But how much do you think that's going to help them as well, having those older siblings and watching the impact that they made? And I'm sure that they really helped them develop and grow a little bit with pointers and tips and things of that nature as well. How much motivation do you think that'll give girls like Kaylin and girls like Megan to kind of come in and use what they saw from their older siblings and obviously try to do even better than that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's a lot of pressure, actually, because if you think about it, that was the senior class, you know, Maddie Gearhart, Carly Faust, and Kirsten Sparks. That was the senior group that led, you know, the best season in Grandview history. So, you know, to be able to look to that and see what they were able to accomplish in the way that they led the team and their work ethic and their coachability. That's something that they were great role models in that fashion. So there would be no reason for us to not develop in a positive way because of the role models that came before them.
And how about that, the taste in the mouth, too, of the postseason that you guys really had? You know, you put together a fantastic year. You got a taste of the postseason and really making a big run and, I believe, falling to Steelville in that semifinal round as well. I imagine that makes them even extra hungry and a little more motivated to get back there to that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's like any other program out there that loses before they think it's their time to lose. You know, I really felt like, not to take anything away from Steelville, they really had a good game plan against us, and you know, we spent a lot of the evening in foul trouble. We just did not play our best basketball game, and I think that's, you know, the bad taste in our mouth is that we went out not really playing our best and really just not playing well at all. I can't really point to too many positives about that game, and I think the girls would agree with that. So, you know, it's important that we're able to learn from that and grow from that and just understand that every single night, whether it's, you know, the semifinals in districts or it's the first game of the year, that we've always got to be ready to play.
And Coach, have you guys set any preseason goals or do you have any preseason expectations or things of that nature that you guys are really looking to kind of accomplish out there on the floor?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, last year when I came in here, you know, we really started to talk about what is going to be the staple for Grandview Lady Eagles basketball. You know, what is going to be the expectation every single year? And a couple of the things that, you know, we stated was to have a 20-win season and to be the small schools conference champion. And, you know, we're not the only ones who have those goals. I mean, I'm sure if you went across the road and, you know, talked to Herky or any other programs, you know, in our conference, that all of them have the same aspiration to be conference champs. So, you know, we have a great road ahead of us to be able to accomplish that, but being conference champs and getting a back-to-back 20-win season is going to be at the forefront of our minds, but our schedule is tougher than it was a year ago, so it's going to be a really tough feat ahead of us.
Do you think having it be a little bit tougher and things like that will better benefit you guys towards the end of the year when obviously you're trying to play that best brand of basketball that you can?
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the reasons we, you know, schedule a Festus, you know. You know, we knew that when we got into the district play last year that, you know, there were some teams in our district that had tougher schedules than we did. I don't necessarily think that means that they are better than us, but I do think it means that they might have been better prepared than us to play in that big game. I mean, we had some tough games along the way, but I don't think we had enough of them. So hopefully, you know, the improvement in our schedule and a little tougher schedule will help us out in that regard.
Yeah, speaking of the game at hand, the first one to open up the season, it is against the Festus Tigers, and this is a team that's kind of graduated a whole lot of those seniors that they had last year. I think they had seven or eight seniors that got graduated as well, so kind of a lot of fresh faces and probably a lot of, I guess, not as whole lot you can kind of prepare for at that point. So when it's the opening game, is it more focusing, hey, on just how we're going to play our brand of basketball and going out there making sure we're executing our plans?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they will get away from, you know, the type of system that Coach Rhodes has instilled there. I mean, I expect to see a lot of pressing. That's what they're known for. I don't think they're as big, certainly, as they were a year ago. So, you know, he may try to make that a track meet a little bit and try and get up and down the floor against us. So, you know, there are some certain things as far as their system of play that I think we can prepare for, but as far as personnel, that's really an unknown for us. So that is a difficult thing for us to prepare for, which puts us right back to how does Grandview want to play basketball? You know, what are the key components to what we believe will make us successful? And then we've got to focus so much more on ourselves, really, than what they're going to do.
Yeah, and Coach, what is the number one thing that you're looking for from your team against the Festus Tigers to open the season?
Well, I really do believe the game of basketball is pretty simple, and I think that there's really three components that you got to have in place to win, you know, basketball games that are good, tough basketball games, and that is, one, take care of the basketball, and that is probably the number one goal against Festus. We've got to take care of the basketball because they are a pressing style of team. So if we don't take care of the basketball, that's not going to serve us well. I think the second one is just make layups, especially early in the year. You know, when you're really trying to find your touch and your cohesiveness as a team, you need to take care of the ball and make layups, and then you got to be able to get to the free throw line, and you got to be able to make your free throws. So, you know, a lot of times when you're playing another good team, you might do two of those things, but one of them gets you. But if you can do all three of those things, I feel like we could be pretty successful early on.
Awesome, Coach. Well, certainly looking forward to it. Really, the game that kind of kicks off basketball season here within the county and things of that nature. So looking forward to calling that contest here on KJF. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this year's Grandview Lady Eagle program?
No, I don't think so. Just a great bunch of girls. And, you know, last year we had a big goal of having a team GPA of 3.5, and we actually had a team GPA of 3.87. So, you know, they're not just, you know, good athletes, you know, that represent Grandview really well on the court, but they really represent us well in the classroom as well. And I'm as much proud of them for that as I am for what they do on the court.
Awesome. Coach, hey, thanks very much for taking some time to speak with us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That's the head coach of the Grandview Eagles girls basketball program and the athletic director over at Grandview High School, Coach Rhonda Hubbard, joining us here on Sports Talk at AM 1400 KJFF as we are previewing the Festus hosting the Grandview Eagles girls basketball game. It'll kick off the 2017-18 season here in the county as well. We will step aside for a short time out. When we come back, more coverage for you coming up next.